We may read just a little bit. Bishop Pitt, good to be here tonight. And I sat down and pondered what to read, and I had some scripture come across my mind and went to it. Boy, that just wouldn't write at all. But then I asked the Lord to direct me this way. So I don't have no more sense than go with what the Lord said to do.
Amen.
That's our way we're going to get to heaven.
That's right.
By the ways of God. Not nothing great that I do, but it's how that we follow the Lord. In 1 Peter, 1st chapter, I guess we'll start with the 4th verse. It says, "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trying of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ." There's inheritance. That's incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, is reserved in heaven for those that will endure this world. That the trying of your faith being much more precious than a gold. The trying of our faith. I'd like for us to turn that around a little bit and to say that our faith here on earth is tried. Day by day, our faith is tried. Sometimes it seems like that it almost overcomes us. But if we'll hang on and trust in Jesus, He will lead us out. One way or the other, He will lead us out. We're going to go on to Galatians, 3rd and 23rd, and that may be all I'll do is read the 3rd chapter and the 23rd verse. "But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto faith, which should afterward be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." I want you to listen to this. "There is neither Jew or Greek. There is neither bond or free. There is neither male or female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. My mind goes back to I've read about faith and being justified by faith. My mind goes back to Abraham when his faith was tried. Whenever the Lord spoke to him and I tested him and I said, Abraham, and he said, here am I, Lord. He said, I want you to go and take your son, your only little son, and offer him up, my burnt offering, unto me a sacrifice. His faith of being tried. It was being put to the test. He saddled up, and away he went. He loved God more than he loved his little darling son. He loved God more than he loved anybody. More than mom and dad. Jesus, he said, they said to come unto me, all that are labor and heavy laden, and he said, I will give you rest. He said, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Somebody ain't got no more closer access to the throne than me and you. You may be a male, you may be a female, but brother, listen, whenever our hearts is humble and that before God, and we surrender our veils to Him and lift up our voice to the heavens, there's no difference. He don't look on us as somebody maybe that's able to do this or that. He looks on the humblest of the heart. For he's a man or woman, male or female. I can see how people down across the Bible, I can see how that their faith was put to the test. Sometimes we have the trying of our faith and seem like we're the only people that is trying. But look around, brother, and we see things happening in this world, and we think our little thing is not nothing compared to somebody else. But our faith, we want the riches, we want the good things of life. But the faith that we hold, the faith, the relationship between us and the Father, it's more precious than all the gold in the world. We can be broke, we cannot have nothing to eat, but if we got Jesus, we got it all.
Amen.
He said to cast all your cares up on me. He said, I care for you. If you've been saved and you've been had your name written in the book of life, you're somebody in the name of Jesus. Amen. Even though our faith is tried day by day, and sometimes it gets almost unbearable. But I can see a little woman back in the old Bible, and I'm glad he said it's a schoolmaster, because I like to read after them stories. This lady, she had two sons. She had a husband. Her husband passed on. But from the way the thing read, they was indebted to somebody. And their little kids come to be bondsmen. She didn't know what to do. She went to the man of God. She said, what will I do? He said, you got any oil? She had just a little cruse of oil. He said, you go to the neighbor. You go and borrow vessels. You go high and then you gather all the vessels you can get. And you begin to pour oil. Maybe she didn't have a little handful. But her faith, as she looked at that oil, her faith, it is kept a pouring. Kept a pouring. She filled up every vessel that she could get her hands on. As she told the man of God, there is no more vessels. They said, take the oil and sell it. Pay your debt and live forever on the promises of God. I'm telling you today, the promise of God is still as rich today as it was in the days of old. He said to cast all your cares upon me. I care for you. Sometimes we may seem like the Lord is far away.
Amen.
But brother, when we get down where the rubber meets the road, we begin to call on Him. And He may not answer just like we think He ought to, but He will be there. According to our faith, let it be done unto us. Maybe we need to pray a little harder tomorrow than we did today. Maybe we need to trust Him a little more tomorrow than we do today.
Yeah.
But trust. He said, bring your gifts to the Lord and leave them there.
Yeah.
Bring all your problems to the Lord and leave it there. I like that song this morning. Bring it to the Lord and leave it there. He cures for you. All the way down through the Bible. You know, Stephen was a man of God. He went out to begin to preach the word that people could be saved. All he wanted was people to be saved. He began to get close to where they was living. And they began to rebuke him. They began to stone him. He just looked, lifted his watery eyes to heaven.
Amen.
Faith. Faith believed in. The heavens was open, and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. So, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Somebody said, well, you know, the Jew is more important. I just read where he said there was no difference between the Jew and the Greek. No difference between them. The man that's the bondsman and the free man. There's no difference between the male and the female. We're all as one in Christ Jesus. Ain't that wonderful? But he said, let every man work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. If you get to heaven, you've got to endure your faith. If you get to heaven, if you get answer from God, take your faith and take your troubles to the Lord and leave them there. I don't know why this tonight, but I had some other scripture I really wanted to read. But it seemed like I just couldn't get away from this. So you have what the Lord give me tonight. Let's stand and come to the piano. As we, you know, come together tonight. Bring your needs to the Lord and leave them there.